Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. We got my buddy Congressman John McGuire going to join us in the bottom of the hour, 3:35, about a half an hour from now. Why is the federal government not reopened? Because guys like Mark Warner and Tiny Tim Kaine have decided to play politics, ugly, crass, left-wing politics, with the people of Virginia. Well, the people of the nation, but you and I are getting impacted, man. There's no way around it. People in Northern Virginia, I know, probably feeling it more than most of us, but you just heard in the exemplary news report from Charles Pyle, there are going to be some state posts that have to be subject to furlough because they're paid with federal dollars. Let's be brutally honest about what is going on here, okay? Chuck Schumer is terrified that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is going to end his political career. That's it. That's what this is. Schmuck Schumer knows that he has gone along for years with what's called a clean CR. Continuing resolution. What does it do? Funds everything exactly the way it is, keeps the government open for a period of time. Can we be brutally honest again? It is a game of kick the can. See, I believe that everybody up there in D.C., regardless of which team jersey you may or may not be wearing, you guys need an actual budget, and you got to stay within the confines of that budget. But for the time being, to get things up and running again, this continuing resolution, clean continuing resolution, they always emphasize that because they're not adding anything in, they're not taking anything away, just straightforward as it is. You pass that, and then you can work on other things. That's the way this works. Is it pretty? No. Should government be functioning this way? I would say no. I really would. I would say no. I think a long-term, realistic budget is the way to go. But, once again, you got to live in the world of reality. I live in the real world, and I know that this is the way things are done. Chuck Schumer, however, having gone along with this over and over and over and over, time and time and time again, was beaten up by the people who actually control his political party now. Right? The Democrats are bat crap crazy. They have drifted so far to the left, they're really not recognizable anymore. I was at an event the other night out of New Kent. Great group of people, the New Kent GOP. And State Delegate Scott Wyatt said a few words. And I like Scott Wyatt. I really do. I think he's a solid guy. And he said, you know, this Democrat Party is not the Democrat Party of my grandparents. And I thought to myself, man, it's not the Democrat Party of my grandparents or parents or me. Right? Remember, I grew up as a Democrat. I was a Democrat, well, I keep saying most of my life, but now I start doing math, so maybe now it's not most of my life, but pretty close to a big chunk of my life. How's that? I don't recognize what they've become. Honest to God, I don't. It is the party of AOC. It's the party of the Abigail Spamburgers, the Ghazala Hashmis, the Jay Jones, the Scott Sorovels, the Sam Rasuls, the Dorothy Dot Heffrons, right? That's who this party is. Extremists. Wacko extremists. Or extremist wackos. You pick whichever way works best for you in the discussion. But that's what this party is now. And so Schmuck Schumer thinks to himself, has made clear, well, I've been here in D.C. for more than 50 years. 50 plus years the guy's been feeding at the public trough. What do you think? He's going to return and get a job in the dreaded private sector? That's not going to happen. So he wants to do everything possible to stick around another 6 years and accomplish nothing but, you know, beats the hell out of working, apparently. It's not like he's scrubbing floors or something. He's going to cocktail parties and holding stupid press avails where he just sort of yells about the president. That's what he does. Maybe they're catered. Maybe that's the appeal. But he knows if Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez forces a primary, he's going to lose. He's going to lose. His hope, as crazy as it sounds, is that she's crazy enough to run for president instead of Senate. And she is crazy enough to run for president. But there might be people around her saying, hey, let's take the Senate seat first. Because it's yours for the asking, basically, on the Democrat side. I'd probably win statewide up there, although they're looks like that goofy Kathy Hochul is not going to do too well statewide. So that's why this is going on. So Schumer can say, hey, I stood firm. I was there advocating on behalf of the illegal aliens who are hopefully going to enlarge our party ranks, give us more votes. That's why the Democrats are so enamored of the illegal alien community. That's what he wants to be able to say. I did it. See? I didn't go along with that continuing resolution. I didn't do the things I always did. So you shouldn't be primarying me. That's what this is all about. And then you have these thoroughly disingenuous, useful dupes like the Tiny Tim Kaines and the Mark Warners screaming at the clouds. At the same time, they keep voting against reopening the government. You can't blame President Trump for that. Well, that's not true. Obviously, you can blame him for it because that's what they're doing. You cannot honestly blame him for it because it's not his doing. They're also trying to make a big deal about Obamacare subsidies. You know why they're doing that? Because what is becoming evident now for all of us is that what you and I said a decade ago, that Obamacare was unsustainable, is actually true. It was never going to be able to stand on its own. They took all of the worst parts of every type of insurance and they threw them into a mishmash. And now here we are. Here we are. The ultimate goal for them remains exactly the same. That is to force people onto a government healthcare program. They would love nothing more than a Canadian-style system, Australian-style system, right? It's socialized medicine, but it's not necessarily the ownership that you would see, say, in Britain, where it's the NHS, where the NHS owns and operates the hospitals, and the doctors and nurses are actually employees. The Canadian system is somewhat different. Doctors are, at least in theory, still in private practice, although payments are designated by the provincial government. They get so much money from the feds, and then they parcel it out to doctors, and you can't go over a certain amount. I mean, it's really just outrageous, which is exactly why Canadians, when they're able to, come across the border. They come to the United States for MRIs. Why do you think there are so many MRI imaging centers in places like Buffalo, New York, and in the Northern Kingdom, New Hampshire and Vermont, and then out west as well, coming right across the border, Washington State? Loaded with MRI imaging centers. Why? Because Canadians are paying cash money to go to them, because otherwise they would be waiting 2-3 years for an MRI north of the border. And then even in Great Britain, the NHS, there are private doctors. You can make a decision now not to be part of the NHS. And in fact, you know what happens? The very doctors who work for the NHS, Monday through Tuesday, Monday through Wednesday, from 8 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, Thursday and Friday, they're in private practice. You're going to see the same doctor in some cases. And if you go through your NHS, which allegedly is free, even though they take more than 50% of your income, then you will wait 3, 4, 5 years to get your hip replacement. However, if you go to see the same doctor and you're going to pay out of pocket, oh, I can see you on a week from tomorrow. And I'll buy you lunch. That's the system they have. And that's what the Democrats want. And they are angling now to force everybody into that direction. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. Anyway, Congressman John McGuire will be here at 3:35. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about this incredible accomplishment, another incredible accomplishment for President Trump, peace in the Middle East. Who does he think he is? Ending 8 wars around the world in less than a year in office. Talk about an overachiever, huh? Congressman John McGuire here at 3:35. It is 3:16. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 3:22. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Reminder, Congressman John McGuire is going to be here at 3:35. Get some updates on this absolutely wonderful, wonderful Trump peace deal in the Middle East, and where we are in terms of getting the federal government back up and running. Be nice if we reopened it, wouldn't it? I think it would be nice. Although, you're taking a look and you're saying, huh. So we're getting along really well without all of these folks. Maybe they're not nearly as essential as they thought they were, right? I want to make sure the military is continually paid. And I want to know who it was over there at the Richmond International Airport that thought they could make the decision not to air something, not to have something playing at Richmond International Airport from the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem. Who is that, right? We've got an airport authority over there, and I think every, what is it, the representatives from every county are on it? I don't know. But I'm here to tell you, it's not your job. It's not your job to silence the Secretary of Homeland Security. The Kristi Noem video, and there are some other airport authorities which have chosen not to air it. And you can see where they're located and you understand why they're not doing it, because they're left-wing operations in left-wing areas of the nation. But I expect more from Richmond International. I really do. I really do. I expect them to be a responsible operator of the airport. And, you know, do what they're really charged with doing, running the airport. It's not that difficult. Right? I don't want you getting involved in political censorship or picking and choosing political winners or losers. No, that's not your role. Make sure the airplanes are taken off. Make sure the Wi-Fi in the terminal is working. Make sure the bathrooms are clean. That's it. Might be one or two other things you're supposed to do. I don't know. But choosing what you should or should not share with travelers from the Secretary of Homeland Security? No, that's not your role. The Rock said it best. Know your role. And you know what? That's not your role. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Maybe the federal government just gets back up and running quickly. And then it's not going to be an issue. But for the meantime, looks like it's a little bit of an issue. We'll ask Congressman John McGuire about that as well. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., my friend Rich Herrera will be here. You know, Rich hosts Richmond's Morning News. And I would urge you to join him right at 6 a.m. Always great stuff there. And at 7:30 tomorrow, his show will get exponentially better. Why? Because I will be joining him at 7:35 on Richmond's Morning News. It is 3:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. Yes, it is. It is Tuesday. We've got all sorts of great stuff going on. And I should tell you, we've got Congressman John McGuire is going to be joining us in a moment or two. Looking forward to catching up with him. You know that the federal government remains closed down as a result of Chuck Schumer and the other Democrats, including, let's not let these two guys skate, Mark Warner and Tiny Tim Kaine. Those two continue to vote to keep the government closed. Now, why is that? I mean, this is the question. I would like to know why. Why? Why are they voting against reopening the government? It doesn't make any sense, does it? And yet that's what they're doing. Virginia's two senators, Kane and Warner, continually are voting against reopening the federal government. This is not President Trump. It sure as heck isn't the Republicans in the House. Those guys did exactly what it was they were supposed to do. I think it's shameful, to tell you the truth. I really do. So I want to get the inside line on that. And President Trump, remember when President Trump warned us? He says, we're going to be winning so much, we're going to get tired of winning. And I thought, well, that's not going to happen. Well, I got news for you. The man has wrapped up 8 wars around the world, brought peace to each of them in less than a year, bringing peace to the Middle East, getting those hostages home. God bless him. Somebody else who was just doing yeoman's work. I have been proud to call him a friend for a long time. I am just honored that he is actually my member of Congress. John McGuire represents the beautiful 5th Congressional District in my beloved Commonwealth. Congressman, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon, Jeff. Yeah, I've been all over the district today talking with food pantries and law enforcement officers and businesses about the shutdown. But yeah, it's been a remarkable week. Guys, I tell you, President Trump is just the best president ever. He ended 8 wars in 8 months. And we're going to get, I don't know if I'll get tired of winning, but I think it's funny when he says that.
You know, when you go 8 for 8 and you don't even have a year in this administration, man, it's almost like watching the magician and he's saying, okay, and now for my next trick, watch this, because it's amazing every time the guy turns around.
Yeah, you know, he's playing 3D chess and the Democrats are playing checkers. I think this whole shutdown is because they don't like Trump and they don't want Trump to have a victory. And even though we got a shutdown, you know what? He's still getting victories for the American people and the world. And you probably saw that he found a way that even though there's a Democrat shutdown, he still got our troops paid. And I just heard that one of his donors said he'll pay for the troop pay until we reopen the government. Did you see that?
I did. That is incredible. Now, you think about that. I don't know anybody else, period, end of story. Nobody else would say, hey, if I got to write a check, our troops are getting paid. God bless him. He knows who's important, who's vital.
Yeah, I tell you, it's just he's somebody who, you know, loves the American people and loves our country. And it's just an incredible time for me to be in Congress, representing Virginia's 5th Congressional District, and be able to work with President Trump's administration and to have a majority in the House and the Senate. But, you know, the Democrats have been all over the news saying Republican shutdown, Republican shutdown. But all the Republicans voted yes to keep the government open. But it's the Democrats in the U.S. Senate. And, you know, Schumer has been around for a long time.
Yep.
He's voted for continued resolution like 38 times. And a lot of those Democrats voted yes on this exact language like 13 times as recently as March. So it's a Democrat shutdown. And the thing about a continuing resolution, it's discretionary spending. But they created a counter continuing resolution that had mandatory spending in it. But you can't do mandatory spending and a discretionary spending continuing resolution. You can't even do it. And so people are like, because they're two different things they're trying to do. It's a continuing resolution. And the thing is, the language in this continuing resolution is not exactly something that a fiscal conservative like me would really like. But it's continued a lot of the spending that we did over the last 4 years. But it was something that we were willing to agree to work with the Democrats on so that we keep the government open and work on our spending bills. So that's why, you know, we can't negotiate with them, because this thing is it's just a clean CR. It doesn't have additional Republican items. It doesn't have additional Democrat items. It's just a clean CR that continues.
Right. Right. Congressman John McGuire joining us. John, do me a favor. Remind everybody what needs to happen for this to move forward. You guys in the House have already taken your votes. You've voted for it. You've got, what, three Democrats in the Senate who seem to understand the way this stuff is supposed to work. So what's necessary? Another five Democrats and this whole thing moves forward?
That's what we need. We need five more Democrats. If we get five more Democrats, we open the government up and we get it done.
I don't understand. Well, I do understand it, but it pains me to look at guys like Kane and Warner who are huffing and puffing all the while people in Hampton Roads in Northern Virginia, they're feeling the brunt of this. We got to be honest, it's not easy. And we just had the announcement earlier today from the governor's office that there's some state employees who are going to be furloughed because their positions are paid with federal funds. And yet, Kane and Warner won't do a damn thing to help.
No, I think we need to just keep putting the pressure on them. People need a phone call, email, visit their senators, especially Kane and Warner, and tell them to stop playing politics with we the people.
Yeah.
You know, there are some of these like programs that they help, like these food shelters.
Yep.
They the food pantries, they get their money from the state. But the state gets that money from the federal government, and they distribute it to them through the state dollars. So they're harming people for politics. You know, they're playing politics over with the people, and it's. And I'm hoping that people show up at the ballot box for Republicans in November big time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you shouldn't be. Even Obama said you shouldn't play games with a continuing resolution.
That's right.
But they're just, it's an unusual thing that they're doing. But I got to tell you, today, I mean, so much good news this week. Obviously, President Trump is amazing, peacemaker. But also today, is Charlie Kirk's birthday. It's officially the National Charlie Kirk Day of Remembrance. Mm-hmm. And today they had the Charlie Kirk Show with Erica Kirk from noon to 3 was today live at the White House.
Wow.
And President Trump awarding the Medal of Freedom for Charlie Kirk. And so just a lot of good things going on despite the shutdown.
Yeah, well, absolutely the great things. Let me ask you about what it is that the Democrats have asked for, because we've seen, right, number one is that they want to provide health care and benefits for illegal aliens. And you know, because I've been a pain in your rear end reminding you, there are people lying about taking services away from disabled people. What the president's bill, what the legislation was that came out of the House, the Senate, the president signed, protects and secures benefits for people who really need it. And it says to able-bodied people, go ahead, get a job for 80 hours a month. And it says to illegals, hit the road, right? And Democrats are fighting against it.
Yeah, it's really crazy. So the One Big Beautiful Bill passed because we have a Republican president, Republican Senate, Republican House.
Right.
Well, they don't like it that we got something done. So now now they're going over to discretionary spending with the continuing resolution, and they're trying to use a weird system to change something that already passed. But they presented in the U.S. Senate, the Democrats presented a counter continuing resolution, which didn't make any sense procedurally. But in there, they got rid of $50 billion for rural hospitals.
Yep.
We have rural hospitals in my district. And rural hospitals are always running out of money, always struggling. $50 billion is the largest investment in rural hospitals in history. And that passed in the One Big Beautiful Bill, also called the Work and Family Tax Cut. But in the Democrat counter continuing resolution, they actually took away that $50 billion. So they took away $50 billion to help rural hospitals, American citizens. And what they put in there is $1.5 trillion and additional spending. And a lot of that spending went to help illegal aliens. It's America last. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. It is crazy. Congressman John McGuire joining us. I know he's out and about in the district. You are always somewhere in the district. I cannot believe how many people you are meeting with and talking with. I know, because I've said it before, everybody said, there's nobody that's going to outwork John McGuire. But John, at some point, do you not get tired? Did I go, hey, look, I got to check out for the day. I'm going to be sitting over here on the couch.
Well, I think God gives me the strength, and by the grace of God, I get to be the congressman, get to be your congressman. And, well, you know, I think about President Trump. I think I mentioned on your show once, I was on the phone with President Trump at 3 a.m. one time, and he seemed more awake than me. I'm telling you, the guy never sleeps. And so if he's not sleeping, I'm not sleeping. I'm working hard. And people say, look, John, why do you work so hard? The answer is easy. If you thought you were losing your country, how hard would you work? And so I want to be the congressman that I would want. And so not perfect, made mistakes, probably make some more, but I think we've had a lot of success because of a lot of people. We have some great people on the team helping us help people, and it's a true honor.
Yeah. Well, we are thrilled to have you. I've said that from day one. I had the very first John McGuire sign in my yard, proudly so. And I am also going to ask you to remind people about voting. We've got early voting underway. And if we're going to preserve our Commonwealth, if we're going to keep Virginia from getting Californianized, we've got to get out there and vote. We've got early voting, and then we've got Election Day, November the 4th. What are you hearing from the field? Republicans doing well out there?
Well, today I've been in multiple counties today. I was in Goochland County, Fluvanna County, Buckingham County. I'm in Albemarle County right now. I'm hearing people say they hear that early voting for the first time is big time benefiting Republicans. But you can't take that for granted. So you've got to get 10 friends, keep spreading the word. Yep. And this thing with Jay Jones talking about fantasizing about a speaker being killed and his two children. And the fact that Spanberger won't denounce that, I don't think that is going to help them. But I got two websites I'd love to tell people about because they're just simple.
Yeah, let's hear them.
One of them is really easy. Just go to it's kind of a funny video, but it shows the hypocrisy of Spanberger, where she says one thing, says the opposite, says one thing, says the opposite. It's kind of funny. So that's SpanbergerLies.com. Real easy. SpanbergerLies.com. Check that out. And another one, too, is people all over the district tell me that Spanberger says she's a moderate all the time. But they go, no. But then they tell me, but we know she's not a moderate. But when you follow up, they don't have any proof. They're like, well, we know she's not a moderate, but we don't have any proof. So we created proof. It's Spanberger Votes with an S, SpanbergerVotes.com. And if you go there, there's simple graphics and data of how she voted in Congress. And there were bills that were so bad that even AOC and Omar voted no on these bills, but Spanberger voted yes. So if you look, you'll see she's to the left of Omar. She's to the left of AOC on several key issues that matter to Virginians. And in some cases, she's to the left of California and left of New York. So not a good fit for Virginia. So check out, if you could, spread the word to your friends, SpanbergerLies.com and SpanbergerVotes.com with an S. And that'll give you some facts.
We will do that, John. We'll get it up on all of our social media platforms. Listen, man, keep working hard. We in the district are grateful for you. We do appreciate what you're doing. I'm thrilled that you're my congressman every single day. I'm happier knowing that President Trump's in the White House and you're representing the 5th District. So keep at it. God bless you, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Hey, by the way, I'm the first Republican President Trump endorsed for next year. And he's a great president. I'm glad to be serving. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, John. All right. Yeah. So John McGuire has already been endorsed by President Trump for next year. In case anybody was wondering. Well, John's a good dude. He always has been. Whether you were looking at him in the House of Delegates or the State Senate or in Congress. Right. I don't know how many pairs of boots the guy's worn out. But he went door to door everywhere in whichever district it was that he was representing. He knew people. He listened to people. He asked questions. He answered questions. I've always found him to be a thoroughly honorable guy. And for me, I'm just thrilled he's my congressman. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 3:54, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Ann and Joe on the farm in Hanover say, Jeff, the Democrats want the government to stay closed, so folks get mad and vote for Abigail Spanberger. Yeah, I think you're definitely right. This is all political, and that's so sad. Decent people are being used and abused by the Democrats. It's not new, unfortunately, but man, it's just painful to see. Just painful to see. Mike says, Jeff, I really wish that John McGuire were my congressman. Well, John McGuire is a hell of a congressman. I personally think we got two of the best in Central Virginia. I really do. John McGuire and Rob Whitman, or Rob Whitman and John McGuire. I don't care which way you list them. Rob was my congressman, and now John is my congressman after redistricting. I just think the world of each of them. They're both good, solid guys. They're both good, solid conservatives. They love Virginia. They love the people of Virginia. 804 says, Jeff, I was a diehard Bob Good supporter, and John McGuire is so much better. Absolutely he is. Absolutely he is. I'm glad, by the way, that President Trump has already endorsed John McGuire. Maybe that takes a little wind out of the sails of the latest huffing and puffing from the former congressman down there in Campbell County. Jeff, the Democrat senators, Kane and Warner, always vote for party loyalty over what's best for their voters. Wake up, peace people. Cheers, Pam and Hanover. Yeah, I can't really argue with you about that. I think you are spot on. It is 3:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Thanks again to Congressman John McGuire for popping on for a few moments. He is out and about in the 5th District. Congress has done everything that it was supposed to do in terms of getting the federal government reopened. Just FYI, that's the fact. That's the fact. Now the ball is in the hands of the Democrats, and they can choose to open it or they can choose not to open it. So far, they're not opening it. I don't know exactly. Well, all right, I do know exactly. It's kind of sad. It's just pure politics, which really is kind of sad. But, well, what are you going to do? James River Air Text Line is always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Has anybody been traveling through RIC recently? RIC right now has decided they are not going to show a video from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, wherein she talks about why the federal government is shut down. The federal government is shut down, just so we all know. This is indisputable, undisputable, non-disputable. You can't dispute it, is my point. I don't know which one is the right word anymore. You can't argue with this. The reality is, Democrats have voted against reopening it. That's the fact. You like it, you dislike it, doesn't matter. Those are the facts. There is apparently an airport spokesflack who said there were, quote, internal local, state, and federal concerns that are keeping them from showing the video, but would not tell CBS6 exactly what those concerns were. The spokesflack said the airport is showing a video of Noem at TSA checkpoints in which she discusses the real ID law. Let's take a look at the airports which have decided somehow, some way, at TSA locations, they are above the federal government. Las Vegas International Airport, Portland International Airport, Seattle's International Airport, Charlotte, and three airports in New York. What do these things all have in common, do you think? They all seem to have a pretty far left wing bent to them, don't they? I like RIC. I think it's a good little airport. It's not a huge airport, but I think it's a good airport. I do always find it entertaining that we call it Richmond International. There's not really any actual international flights now. But whatever. Here's what the video from Christy Noem tells travelers. Quote, it is TSA's top priority to make sure that you have the most pleasant and efficient airport experience as possible while we keep you safe. This is supposed to be played at the airport security lines. However, Democrats in Congress refuse to fund the federal government, and because of this, many of our operations are impacted, and most of our TSA employees are working without pay. Tell me what is wrong with the video, and tell me why the folks who operate Richmond International Airport feel that somehow, some way, they are above the federal government here. That's what I am really honestly trying to figure out. Who is it over there that has decided they can make decisions as to what is aired at TSA checkpoints better than the TSA, better than the Secretary of Homeland Security? Capital Region Airport Commission. That's the bureaucracy that runs the airport. Let me see. I don't even remember who serves on that. Everybody, here we go. Okay. City of Richmond has 4 reps. Chesterfield County has 4 reps. Hanover's got 2 reps. And Henrico's got 4 reps. Were they consulted? That's what I'd like to know. Were the members of the Airport Commission consulted before someone at the airport decided they would not play that video? I just need a yes or no answer, that's all. And if the answer is yes, and the members of the Airport Commission went along with it, well, then you should reach out to the members of the Airport Commission. If the airport commissioners were not consulted on this, then I would say they probably need to be, and you should again reach out to the members of the Airport Commission and ask them to weigh in on this. There's nothing in the video that Christy Noem has released and sent to TSA checkpoints around America that is untrue. You may not like it. If you are one of the far left-wing Democrats, as an example, Chesterfield County has that Jessica Schneider as a member of the Airport Commission. She's a far left-winger. She and that Dorothy Dot Heffron, if memory serves, are kind of pals. So I would imagine she's not happy with the video. Probably doesn't like it because it tells the truth. Stephanie Lynch from the city of Richmond is a member. She's probably not thrilled with that. Tyrone Nelson and Misty Roundtree from Henrico. Yeah, they're probably not happy with that video. But there's absolutely, positively nothing in the video that is untrue. I, for the life of me, cannot really wrap my head around the idea that the Richmond Airport folks have decided they can overrule the TSA. They can overrule the Secretary of Homeland Security. It's something that just does not sit right with me on this one. What's your sense of this? Hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Let me know what you're thinking on that. 804 says, Jeff, yeah, Jessica Mohawk Schneider, there's your suspect. Well, yeah, I can't argue with you on that. Another 804 says, wait a minute, Jeff, not international. Don't tell that to Bermuda Air. You're right. Yes, Bermuda Air started or is starting, and that will be our first actual international flight in a long time. And I'm thrilled because I want to fly Bermuda Air, and I want to head on down to Bermuda. I would love to head on down there. Yeah. Wow. David in Mechanicsville says, hey, Jeff, you shouldn't be surprised. Yesterday, Richmond International Airport wished everyone a happy Indigenous Peoples Day on Facebook. That kind of shows you where they stand. David in Mechanicsville. 804 says, Jeff, please play the RIC videos audio. Yeah, our audio stuff is broken today, so we're not going to be able to do that. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. 804, Jeff, I worked at the airport for 25 years, and those people running that place run by a different set of rules, but they do love taking that federal money to do upgrades to the facilities. Wow. Well, yeah, it's bizarre. It is bizarre. Hey, Jeff, it's Jim from Hanover. I called Mark Warner's office yesterday. At least you get an answering machine. He takes a message, but little tiny Tim Kaine, he won't even answer the phone. He doesn't have anybody talk to you. He's just ducking and dodging because we all know both of them voted to keep the government shut down. That's right. All they've got to do is open it up and they can renegotiate their Obamacare package. Supposed to fix everything 12 years ago, right? They didn't fix anything. They just made it worse. Yeah. Yep. 804, Jeff, don't forget, Tiny Tim Kaine is just keeping up with his history. He shut down all of the rest stops in retaliation for not getting his pet tax increase. Yeah, that's absolutely true. That is absolutely true. As I recall, this cost Virginians money to both shutter them as well as to reopen them. It would be nice to know his net worth upon entering the Senate as compared to the present day. Mm-hmm. Ken in Chesterfield says, hey, Jeff, don't forget, Virginians were dumb enough to keep them in the Senate. Quite true. Quite true. Tiny Tim Kaine just reelected. Mark Warner, I don't know who's going to run against him. Everybody keeps saying, you know, we need Glenn Youngkin to run against him. Glenn Youngkin needs to run against Tim Kaine. I'm simply saying I don't believe that's going to happen. I think that Governor Youngkin is looking at the presidency. I think that's where he's focused for his next political effort. So, going to need somebody else to run for Senate. Bryce Reeves has thrown his hat into the ring. Jerm, we ought to get Bryce on. He's an old friend of the program. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. We got our friend Craig Peterson. He's going to be joining us in just a couple of moments. Looking forward to catching up with him. What is the latest in the world of tech? How are we supposed to stay safe online this week? Because I'm telling you, every week, there's another threat, there's another danger. Go back to Slate and Rock. Might be an idea. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera will be hitting the airwaves, and I will be joining Rich at 7:35. I don't know what we'll be speaking about. Somebody sent me a note, Jeff, what are you guys talking about? I have no idea. And I'm good with that. I mean, I'm always happy to chat with Rich in the morning and find out what's going on and what's important the other part of the day. Doing a good job there. Make sure that you are listening to Rich again. The show starts at 6, and then I will be popping on at 7:35. A lot of people reached out to me and said, hey, we know that Lieutenant Colonel David Grossman was on your show. We didn't get a chance to hear it. He was on early. Is there any chance that you can replay that? Well, we've got two options here. We've got a couple of options, actually. Option one for you, go right now to newsradiowrba.com, newsradiowrba.com, and you can download that episode. You can then share it with your friends if you'd like. And I have asked Jerm to try and find a spot. We must have one of those late afternoon 5:35 spots at some point. We'll replay because what the Colonel speaks about needs to be heard, especially for those who are first responders. You know, that's my passion. That is my passion, is helping out first responders as well as members of our community with special needs. Those are my two areas that are most important to me. And Colonel Grossman is doing such great work continually helping first responders. And one of the things that I was so excited to share with him, he is part of the faculty for a special program. It's two semesters am I doing? I think it's two semesters, maybe just two tracks. But anyway, long story short, mental health for first responders and the military. And I'm really looking forward to that because it's something I've been trying to add to my repertoire. And he is one of the faculty members. He's one of the instructors. So I'm just stoked. I really am. The idea that I would just have the chance to sit back and learn from Colonel Grossman. You can't help but learn from Colonel Grossman, especially if you're a sheepdog, right? Some of us are sheepdog. That's our mindset. We're sheepdogs. Others are sheep, but we got the obligation to protect them. It's 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Tuesday afternoon. I got news for you. It's turning quite pleasant. The sun is out. Little bit warmer, 67. Guess we'll take that. Sunday, just as a heads up, we'll be up around 80 degrees. Why? Because it's Central Virginia, that's why. But right now, the sun is back. Earlier today, man, it was dreary. It's nasty looking, but it's good afternoon so far. I like that. We got an old buddy of mine, Michael Harris, who's going to join us at 5:35. He is the publisher of Talkers, which is the Bible, if you will, of the talk radio industry. It has been the go-to paper of record, so to speak, for 35-plus years. And Michael is one hell of a musician, and he's got he's part of this great band that's been around since the 60s called Gun Hill Road. And every once in a while, man, they just come out with a tune, and it's just perfect. So Michael's going to join us for a couple of minutes at 5:35. Looking forward to that. You know what happens on Tuesdays at 4:35? Our friend Craig Peterson drops by. Generally speaking, with end of the world news, your computer is going to eat you sometime later today, and then your smart device will be chuckling at you. But other than that, it's all good. It's all good, and I'm always happy when Craig can join us. Craig, thanks for being here, sir.
Hey, you're welcome. Today is the day, by the way, that your computer starts eating you. October 14th is the end of support date for Windows 10. Yeah. Although there are some workarounds, right? Microsoft says, well, if you sign up with our backup service, which we'll be able to see everything that you're doing, everything that you've done, we'll have all of your data, we'll let you get free support for 1 year, or you can pay us $30 this year, $60 the year after, $120 the year after that. You see there's a pattern here?
I do. Wow. Boy, they got some nerve, yeah. Don't they?
I don't get it. I've been trying to figure out exactly why. First of all, we know Windows 10 is buggy, but every piece of Microsoft software ever has been terrible. Right. It takes them quite a few releases to get it straightened out, right? You apply patches, and they may work. They may break your computer. You never know. It's like playing roulette. But then you don't patch because you're afraid Microsoft is going to mess things up on you. And now you have a vulnerability and you get hacked, right? So Microsoft in Windows 11 put a whole bunch of more of these security features in. They're trying to turn it into, a real operating system. It was basically a bootloader way back in the day. But anyways, they're improving the security, and so now they're forcing everyone to half of the computers in the world get thrown away, or you have options. So a lot of the people that read my newsletter have already switched. They've gone to a Chromebook, and we've talked about that, Jeff.
Yeah.
Chromebooks, they're very safe. They're kept up to date. They don't cost much. You can get them for as little as $200. You can get them for $2,000. Kind of depends on what you want. Chromebooks, pretty good. From a company named Google, whose, you know, their theme is do harm. I mean, be evil. Don't be evil. Oh, it's off their website. So
that's right.
Yeah, what it used to be.
Yeah.
So that's one option that a lot of people have taken. If you're just trying to go online, do some web browsing, watch some kitty videos, videos of the kids, grandkids,
right.
whatever
yep.
it might be.
Yep.
You know, watch some sports events,
sure.
listen to WRVA, whatever
you.
It is you're trying to do, you can do that with a Chromebook, okay? And you're going to stay way safer than any version of Windows, without a doubt. The next thing a lot of the people who read my newsletter have been doing, because I've talked about this one too, is switch over to a Mac. They are far more secure. They don't have Microsoft. It's really interesting because Apple does have what you might call planned obsolescence. So your iPhone is going to be good for about 7 years when you buy a new iPhone. So that's a long time. It's going to get support. It's going to get everything you need. And at that point, they're going to say, hey, listen, we're not going to be able to support it anymore. So you should probably buy yourself a new iPhone. When it comes to MacBooks, it is similar. There's 7 to 10 years, give or take, that your MacBook's going to be good. And you know, with Apple's new chips, they designed their own chips, the CPUs. They're not using Intel. They're not using AMD. They're using Apple chips. These new chips are fast. I mean, really fast. Some of the fastest in the world. And they use very little power. So you could get yourself a MacBook Air, which is the least expensive of all of the MacBooks, and you could now have a computer that's got an 18-hour charge on it. You can sit there using it for 18 hours before it has to be recharged. It's incredible. Now, if you are doing, like Jeff, you speak at events, you record video, you want to edit them, you're going to want to go to a higher level. The MacBook Air isn't quite going to cut it for you. The MacBook Pro will. But people look at the price and say, oh, my gosh, these Apple computers, they're so expensive. Yes and no. If you do a tit-for-tat comparing a Windows computer with the same grade, the same level, the same effectiveness of components, you compare that Windows computer with a Mac, the Mac's cheaper if you want to build it out. And nowadays, with AI and everything else, Apple's got a bunch of little features built right into their newer MacBooks, and you can go and get an older one now, used, reconditioned. So that, Jeff, is what a lot of people are doing. They're saying goodbye Windows. They're moving, one more that I forgot to mention, they're moving to either a Mac, they're moving to a Chromebook, or a lot of them, in fact, one of my longtime listeners, probably about 15 years ago, gave up on Windows, and he switched over to Linux. And there's a version of Linux that I like for people that are coming from Windows called Linux Mint. Now, the beauty of Linux Mint here is you can use a computer that's 30 years old. And you get patches, you get updates, you get features. And with Linux Mint, you can edit Microsoft Word documents, Excel spreadsheets, not using Word, not using Excel, but using what are called open source projects out there and products out there that are known to be easily as safe as the Microsoft stuff and sometimes safer. And you never, ever lose support. So that computer that half of the computers worldwide that Microsoft wants to get thrown away, a large number of them, I think, are going to move over to Linux, and one of the nicest versions for people is called Linux Mint.
Wow. Wow. All right. Now, we've been through this so many times, and I always lose because I don't know what the heck I'm talking about. But seriously, now, Craig, how is it possible for me to have a 30-year-old computer and still do everything that I would ordinarily do on my Windows laptop? I don't understand that.
Yeah. Well, Microsoft Windows is, we have a technical term for it in the industry. Microsoft Windows A lot of memory needs a lot of disk. Now, I'm not saying that a 30-year-old computer is going to be as fast as a new one, right? Okay. But Linux uses much less Linux in as little as 512 megabytes of memory without a real problem, right? Okay. So the older computers with less memory run Linux just fine. You're going to find that maybe some of the graphics, if you're a gamer, you probably don't want to go to an old machine. You're going to want to use a brand new machine, and Linux might not be the direction for you. But if you're just a regular or for, you're a little techie, yeah, and you're looking for a way to use these older computers, or maybe donate them to the school or have the grandkids play with the computers, sticking Linux on them is a way to go. I did that with an old Mac that I had, a really nice iMac, but it was out of support. It was an old one. I loaded it up with Linux, and I gave it to one of my nephews. And he's really into computers and programming. So I loaded it up with all kinds of programming languages so he could write programs. I set it so it automatically updated. And so it's good for him now until the hardware fails in another 10 years.
Okay, let me ask you this about the Chromebook. Let's say I'm sitting with a Windows laptop, and I think it's good, I think it's working for me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, but I've got stuff on the screen. See, I'm using these technical terms just like you do, but there's stuff hanging out there on the screen. How do I get the stuff from my screen to this Chromebook, since the Chromebook isn't really a computer in the traditional sense, right?
Well, it is. It does have local storage on it, and that has a lot to do with the cost of the Chromebook, if you want, how much local storage you want, et cetera, right? So a couple of different ways. You want to do it the easy
way. Yes, and you don't mind want to do it the easy way. Yes.
Okay. Google, you don't mind giving your documents to Google.
Nah.
You could upload the documents to Google Drive, right?
Okay.
You could do it. Yeah, I agree with you. Is you can network your Chromebook, right? Because you're going to do it anyways. You're going to connect to Wi-Fi or something.
Yep.
And you can now share your files directly from your Windows machine or your Mac or your Linux machine. Because, by the way, the Chromebook is Linux. Don't tell anybody. And you can copy all of those files directly across over the network. It's really not hard to connect to computers that way, and it'll let you transfer any files you have. Now, if you have some special software for editing or something you need for your business, some specific accounting stuff, triple check before you move over to any of these platforms, because they may not be supported, right? Gotcha. More and more businesses are supporting their software in the Linux environment, because it's just better all around.
Wow. All right. Well, I think it's definitely something to think about. Everybody who is, as you point out, with the death of Windows 10, unless you're willing to pony up. I mean, really, it's like the enforcer from Goodfellas came by and said, "Wow, that's a crappy old computer. Sure, would be terrible if something happened to it." right?
Yeah.
$30 a year now, it'll be 60 next year. Yeah, I see exactly. Even I can do that math, Craig. That is disturbing to see that, dude.
It is. And if you're in Europe, no problem, Jeff. Europe, they'll give you updates for free.
No way.
Once again, it's like pharmaceuticals, right? We pay treble what everybody else pays. Yeah, Microsoft lets Europeans get all of these updates, but no. You Americans, you either have to give us all of your data or you have to pay for it. So there you go.
Wow. Oh, that's a major. All right. Well, Linux it is. All right. How do people get signed up for this newsletter of yours?
All right. Okay. So tomorrow I have a webinar free. We had a lot of people attend last week. We have a little series going on. Tomorrow is 19 ways hosers are breaking into your computer right now. What are they doing for phishing? We're going to go over the 19 different ways so that you know how to protect yourself. And you can find out about that and get my weekly newsletter. Just go to CraigPeterson.com. CraigPeterson.com. Sign up there and hope to see you tomorrow afternoon.
I love it, Craig. It is always a pleasure to have you here, my friend. Thank you. That is Craig Peterson. And if you are looking at staying safe online to be sure, making sure that you're not paying what sounds to me like extortion for support for whatever you've got on your computer, I would go right now to CraigPeterson.com, CraigPeterson.com, and then especially safety-oriented, make sure you're joining him for the webinar tomorrow. That sounds like a great deal of fun and loads and loads of information. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. General Motors says we're getting out of the EV business. Wow! Yeah, General Motors, let me give you the details here. I just came across a couple of moments ago. General Motors said they are taking a $1.6 billion charge, and as a result of that, they are eliminating $1.2 billion tied directly to electric vehicles. Mm-hmm. They will be canceling contracts. They will be eating other commercial costs, but they will essentially be getting out of the EV business. Toyota never went into the EV business, right? Toyota said, we're going to do hybrid. You remember what happened with all of the wackadoodles in the Biden White House and the weather extremist? Oh, we got to get rid of the chairman of Toyota. How dare he not go all electric? Guess what? Toyota was right. Right? Big market for hybrids. I think they're brilliant. I think it's a great idea. Pure electric, nobody wants them, except as a novelty. It is great technology. I can't argue with that. But the EV market is collapsing because the artificially created and artificially supported EV market is going away, thanks to President Trump. Well, going to be interesting to see how that all plays out, isn't it? Yes, it is. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Rich Herrera will be here. Richmond's Morning News. I'm joining Rich at 7:35. It's 4:56. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday, and I didn't think I'd get the chance to say it. It's really, really nice. The sun is back out. We're holding steady right around 67 degrees. Heidi and I have made a command decision. Happy hour maneuvers this evening. 18:03 is when they get underway. Will, in fact, commence on the deck. Yep, the Arcadec deck. That's where we're going to be. That is the command decision. We're very, very excited about that. Oh, you know what I need? I forgot to mention this the other day. God, we need a power washing guy. There used to be a great company that I endorsed for years and years and years. They did great work. They really did. And then it got sold. And, well, anyway, we're looking for somebody else. So if you've got some suggestions, let me know. Hit me up on the text line if you want. The James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Getting a lot of pushback from folks, law enforcement officers, saying, Jeff, somebody's got a call on the PBA to revoke their endorsement of Abigail Spamberger. I agree. I absolutely agree. I think the PBA absolutely collectively out of their minds to endorse her. I do know there was a lot of stuff behind the scenes, just so we're all very clear, that my understanding from a couple of different sources is that Winsome Sears was not cooperative, or the Winsome Sears campaign was not cooperative with the PBA. I don't get that, but that could be part of it. The other part of it, if we really want to pull back the curtain for just a little bit, is that the PBA, which functions as a labor union in other states, I would imagine would be very happy if Virginia got rid of the right-to-work state and provided all sorts of collective bargaining rights to law enforcement, and the PBA became the union, right? There's plenty of union dues that come rolling in. And I'm not against this. I will remind you, I think, I'm not entirely sure, but I think I'm the only guy at the Radio Factory who's ever been part of a union. Jerm, you know anybody else who's been part of a union? I'll ask Rich Herrera tomorrow. I'm going to be on with Rich at 7:35. He might very well have been part of AFTRA at some point. I mean, I was part of a police labor union. I was part of a broadcasting labor union. I actually went out and did some work helping police officers to organize a little bit. Yeah, so I am absolutely positively not opposed to unions. I'm just telling you, the year 2025, man, I just don't see the need for them. I don't. I really honestly don't. If we were still working in a coal mine 80 hours a week, I'd say, hell yeah, let's organize. But one of the reasons, I'm going to share this with you. I don't think I've ever shared it before, but I grew up, again, in a real blue-collar neighborhood in Philadelphia. And there were plenty of guys who were union members. We didn't have an anti-union attitude where I grew up. We had plenty of cops and firefighters. Guys were members of the FOP or the IAFF, the International Association of Firefighters. We had school teachers. They were all members of the PFT, the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers. And we had just all sorts of folks. We had guys who worked in... Some of them worked in the streets department of Philadelphia. They were AFSCME, District Council 33. We had some guys who worked in the city government, more kind of white collar, but lower level white collar. They were AFSCME, District Council 47. So, again, I grew up in a union household. My dad was one of the organizing members for something called the National Treasury Employees Union. I mean, he worked for the federal government and nonetheless was active. So I am absolutely positively not one of those anti-union guys. But I actually voted to decertify a union years ago when I was doing morning drive in Boston. We all had to be a member of something called AFTRA, the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists. AFTRA then merged with SAG, the Screen Actors Guild. And we had to be members of the union. And there were a couple of us who were on the air. I was in mornings. Howie Carr was in the afternoons. And Howie and I used to talk to each other. Go, what the hell are we getting for the union dues? We had a live evening show. We had a live mid. I mean, it was back in the heyday of talk radio. It's a long time ago. But we all used to get together like, what are you getting? Man, I don't even get a flipping T-shirt. I couldn't even get an AFTRA baseball cap if I wanted to. So I thought, well, I don't see what I'm. Well, we get this benefit. Well, yeah, but we get the same benefit as part of our personal services contract with the radio station. In fact, we get better benefits in some cases. So we saw what it was. I mean, the reality was it was for producers. Those were the folks who had some benefit to belonging to AFTRA. But those of us who were the on-air talent, we had zero benefit. All that we got to do was pay a chunk of our check each time we got paid to the union. And finally, there was a decision made to decertify the union. And one of the union reps came in and was trying to explain to us why that was a bad move and how we had such great protection and services and benefits. And, well, it didn't go well because everything he mentioned, we then said, well, what about this? And there were no answers. Well, what about that? There were no answers. So that's why we ultimately voted to decertify that. Now, maybe there are situations where you've got to still have some sort of union representation, some sort of collective bargaining. Again, I'm not reflexively against it, but I do think that was a huge part, just my sense of why the PBA went with Spamberger as opposed to Sears. Because Spamberger says, you know, she's in favor of it. And despite some of her musings, well, you know, I'm not going to completely do away with right to work. Yeah, yeah, you are. And we all know it. We all know it. It's one of the other dangerous parts, if you ask me, about the Spamberger, Hashmi, and Jones situation. But a lot of law enforcement folks are saying the PBA's got to get rid of the Spamberger endorsement because she is standing with that god-awful, reprehensible Jay Jones. You and I can't say to somebody, oh, I'd like to put two slugs into the head of somebody I work with. Even if you hate the person you work with. Right? We all went through this. Well, wasn't it last week we kind of did the on-air exercise? I said, think of where it is that you were. Oh, it was last week because we had a one of those Radio Factory meetings. Germ, is that meeting still going on back there in the conference room? It probably is. They probably run out of the cold, soggy tortilla chips. But I bet you the meeting's still going on. But I said, you know, I see a bunch of people, and some of them I like, and some of them I think, you know, friendly co-workers, but I would never associate with them outside of this. And some people you think, well, I'll never see them again once I leave or once they leave, right? And that's just the way it is at every single solitary workplace. You make friends, you have co-workers, and then you have people you don't particularly care for. But nobody in their right mind as a civilized human being says, oh, yeah, I want to put two bullets into the head of this co-worker. Or I want that co-worker's children to die in his wife's arms. I mean, that's just disgusting. Just disgusting. But that's what that Jay Jones did. And then he said about cops, well, maybe a few more cops need to die. And that's why law enforcement's upset. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Mike in Colonial Heights says, hey, Jeff, I think a lot of people like unions. They help increase some level of job security because it is more difficult to terminate union members as opposed to non-union members. You are correct. One of the problems, of course, is that you will oftentimes see unions protecting workers who, well, they're not really deserving of protection, and they ought to be shown the door. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 5:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, on a lovely Tuesday evening. Taking a look at that James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, I took a lab job, a specialty area in a hospital in Tennessee. We were forced to join a union. No offense to the cafeteria workers that we were thrown in with, but come on. All of that education and national certification to end up like that, I actually resigned. Yeah, I understand that. I do. In some cases, yeah, I'm okay if folks decide they need some sort of collective representation. But in the year 2025, it just seems like those situations are considered.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
Yeah.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Considerably fewer at this point. They're just not in the same way. And I am trying to figure out, I'm reaching out to the folks over there at Richmond International to figure out how it's possible for them to decide they're not going to show the video from Secretary Kristi Noem. It's crazy, isn't it? It's just absolutely nuts. If I can get to the bottom of it, we'll get to the bottom of it, and I will share those details with you. I should also let you know, I mean, here we are, we're thrilled with this Middle East peace deal, right? Except Hamas is already playing games. Why? Well, because Hamas is comprised of truly the worst examples of human beings that we have seen in a couple of generations. Brutal thugs bent on slaughtering every last Jew in the world. There you go. They were, of course, supposed to return the bodies of the deceased hostages. So far, they've returned four, and the wording is, yeah, we don't know where the other ones are. Really? Wow. Okay. I don't believe that, by the way. I absolutely don't believe that, because they're sick people. Really, really sick, disgusting people. I can guarantee you they know where they are. The other part of it is this, and this is something that President Trump is already weighing in on. Hamas is supposed to be disarming. Disarming. Did you see the video from Hamas just yesterday where they executed people in the streets because, well, they just didn't like them? They're still armed. There doesn't seem to be a process for disarming, but thank God President Trump said, if they don't disarm, we have the means to disarm them. And he didn't go into details. He didn't explain it too much. He just said, we have the means to disarm them. Well, I can tell you what it means. I can tell you what the means are. The means are that Prime Minister Netanyahu and the IDF will get the go-ahead to go in there and disarm them. It is 525, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Oh, no. All right. Well, why don't we do this, Jerm? Why don't we do this? Just let Michael know there's some technical stuff and we'll get him back. Is that OK? You want to do that? Because I don't want to shortchange Michael. Michael's got way too much to address, and it's way too important to just have him, for a couple of seconds. So I'll let you make that call. But I would be more of the mind. Let's get him back when everything is working a little bit better. Because obviously everybody's going to enjoy the song. Up until then, Close My Ears by Gun Hill Road. We'll continue to address it. And we will have the same level of Michigas tomorrow or the next day that we have today. So let's get Michael back. I it did sound to me, if anybody else was playing it, it sounded to me like some issues maybe with his phone. All right. That's all right. It's okay. It's all good. And Tuesday is still definitely underway. I will remind you, tomorrow morning is Wednesday morning. Richmond's Morning News will be here. That begins at 6 a.m. And that's hosted by Rich Herrera, doing a great job. I will be joining Rich tomorrow morning at 7:35. Absolutely, positively, not a clue what it is that we're going to talk about, but that's okay. Because it's just a couple of guys getting together and chatting. I do get these notes. Jeff, we hear you on Rich's show all the time. We hear you on Richmond's Morning News. When is Rich coming on in the afternoon? Well, he's got an open invitation. I told Jeremy to step up the game a little bit because I want to get Rich on for sure. But I also, look, you know, Rich is very, very, very knowledgeable on all of the big issues of the day. But I, honest to God, I want to pick his brain a little bit about the baseball finals now. And I don't want to have people, oh, yeah, I told you he was the sports guy. He's a lot of guys. But man, he knows baseball in a way that I could never even begin to imagine. And you know, I'm not, quote, a baseball fan. I'm a Red Sox fan. If the Red Sox are out of it, I don't know. I assume stuff's still going on. Are the Yankees still in it? If the Yankees are still in it, then I'm against them. Other teams, I don't know, but I want to try and get a feel for that. And you know, we're into football season now, right? The Patriots are doing quite well. What are we, 3 in a row, 4 in a row, undefeated? I don't know if that continues, but we are doing pretty well at the moment. And so we'll get Rich on in the afternoon for sure. And then tomorrow, as I said, I'll be on with him at 7:35. Okay. Fair enough. If you missed my chat with Congressman John McGuire, let me suggest to you that you visit newsradiowrva.com, newsradiowrva.com. Take a listen to it over there. Download it. Please feel free to share it. And while you're there, just occurred to me, the most listened to piece of audio in the 100-year history of WRVA remains my... It's truth. My interview with former Congressman Bob Good. You know, many people have credited me and that interview with swinging the election. I don't know that that's true. I think Bob Good had made clear to so many people in the 5th District throughout the years that he was, he's just an unlikable guy. Really, just an unlikable guy, didn't want to do much in the way of work, it seemed, inside of Congress. That was the perception from a lot. But if you recall, that interview with him where he just, how do you put it nicely? How can I be polite? He just went off the rails. And he went after me. Now, here's a piece of advice. If you are on the Jeff Katz show, going after Jeff Katz on the Jeff Katz show is probably not the best move. And it's the same on any show, really. But I always try and give everybody the benefit of the doubt. I always try and give everybody the opportunity to talk about whatever it is that they're coming to talk about. And he, I don't know, he just decided he was all anti-Jeff that day. Long story short, that's still up there. And you can download that and listen to it as well. A lot of people now, when Congressman John McGuire comes on, so many people reach out and say exactly the same thing, which is, I was a Bob Good supporter, but the more I hear John McGuire, the happier I am that John is in Congress. I get that. I get that. I've always been a John McGuire friend, and when he was a delegate, of course, I didn't live in that district, so I didn't have any interaction with him as a state delegate, except when there were pieces of legislation that he had spearheaded, and he asked me, hey, you want to come down and talk about this, or you want to go when the governor signs this bill? Those are cool things to do, and I was very happy to do that, but I wasn't actually in his district then. Decided state Senate was the way to go, and I was going to be in his district. I was, and I happily was a delegate for him out to that convention in Buckingham. Remember that? Like an hour and 20-minute bus ride. It was crazy, but I was there, and I was there all night. And then when he said people had prevailed upon him to run for Congress, and I know it was a pretty quick turnaround. A lot of people were upset about that, and I totally understand that. I really do. And I think John understands. I know John understands that. But John is somebody who's always been about service. He's always been called to do things. And he said, yeah, I'm going to do it because people need me to do it. So I'm very happy with him as my member of Congress. Okay. All right. Quick reminder about a couple of things. Number one, the James River Air text line, always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. And then at 7:35, I will be joining Rich on Richmond's Morning News. We'll talk about some stuff tomorrow afternoon. Amongst the other things, we will be discussing what could be the most important topic I have ever raised, CWSP versus Quake. 5:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Five 50, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday, and yes, we have got Michael booked for Friday. Excellent. Friday afternoon at 5:35. We'll get him back. You know, it happens. What are you going to do? Right? What are you going to do? The phone on one end or the other, problems. Okay. It is what it is. So, we'll get him back on Friday. The Virginia State Police are honoring a fallen trooper, Lucas Dowell, killed in the line of duty back in 2019. There's a new airplane which is honoring him, and the tail number is his badge number, 876. So that is you wish that he was still here, but it is a very, very nice thing that the Virginia State Police doing that. Great agency. My gosh, I am always continually impressed, with what VSP does. They got some great people over there and continuing to do such great work day in and day out. While we are talking about law enforcement, I've got to take a moment here and pay tribute to someone whose end of watch happened on October the 14th, 1998. Thomas McMahon, Richmond police officer, killed in the line of duty. Some people going, Thomas McMahon, do I know that name? You know the name Mongo. Mongo was his nickname. And Mongo was, according to every Richmond cop that I have ever chatted with in recent history, within the last 14, 15 years anyway, he was one of the absolute finest police officers anywhere in Virginia. And I just wanted to take a moment and pay tribute to Mongo and have folks take a moment and remember him, remember his service. Remember the loss of life. It is what cops are ready to do every day of the week. Every day of the week. But, it is what it is. What can I tell you? People are still going out there and doing the job. This is one of the reasons that I personally have become so involved with peer support and additional training and making myself available to law enforcement officers with that mental health coaching. Because it takes a certain type of man or woman to go out there and do the job. It does. It does. I want you to think for a second. Would you have any interest in being employed in a way where you don't know if you're leaving at the end of the day? Right? You honest to goodness do not know if you're leaving at the end of your shift. You want to. You're probably pretty hopeful that you are. You're prayerful that you are, but you don't know. You simply do not know. And you still gotta put on the uniform and go out there and do the job, even with that. That's a heavy lift. And one of the things that has become clear to me throughout the years, one of the reasons I'm so motivated to do this, I'm so passionate about it, is that one of my field training officers 1,000 years ago wound up shooting himself. And believe me when I tell you, that makes an impact. Now, he survived, which was great, except instead of helping him in any way, he was arrested and prosecuted, actually sent to prison. And he had devoted at that point, I don't know, 15 years of service to the police department. He needed help is what he needed, and he didn't get it. So after he got out, he and I worked together with the staff psychologist, the police psychologist in Philadelphia. And we started this little thing called Cops Helping Cops. And now, frankly, decades later, the whole peer support system is in place. Wellness, officer wellness is an issue discussed at every academy now. And your humble little host here takes great pride in being part of that. Not a huge part, but a small part that I get to play. Let me tell you something. It's vitally important, and it is some of the most important stuff that I have the chance to do. All right, hey, that's it. I know, rambling, but you know, what can I tell you? A talk show host can take me an hour and a half to order a cup of coffee. So tomorrow morning at 7:35, I'll join my friend Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. I hope you will join us as well. Have a fantastic evening. Open a window. Enjoy the weather. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.